This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A three-ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus to deliver 400 tons of food and other supplies to Gaza as concerns over hunger there soar. The World Central Kitchen says the vessels and a barge are carrying ready-to-eat items that are enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The World Court on Thursday ordered Israel to end spreading famine in Gaza, demanding it take all necessary and effective actions to ensure basic food supplies to the Palestinians there. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
The unanimous ruling from the International Court of Justice came as aid agencies say only about a fifth of needed supplies are entering the war-shattered enclave. The World Court judges said in their order, quote, "The court observes that Palestinians in Gaza are no longer facing only a risk of famine, but that famine is setting in." The judges said this could be done by, quote, "increasing the capacity and number of land crossing points and maintaining them open for as long as necessary." The court ordered Israel to submit a report in a month to detail how it had given effect to the ruling.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports heavy equipment has arrived in Baltimore after the river bridge collapse.
Crews in Baltimore are getting ready to start clearing wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's the first step in what will be a very long process.
We cannot rebuild the bridge until we have cleared the debris.
A crane has now appeared on site, one of two that'll be used to clear tons of twisted metal and concrete debris, plus the ship that hit the bridge. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says it's part of a multi-step plan toward the top objective, reopening Baltimore's port. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the Pope skipping Good Friday events to preserve his health ahead of Easter.
The Vatican says Pope Francis skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, adding to concerns about his frail health during a particularly busy liturgical period. Francis had been expected to preside over the Way of the Cross procession, which reenacts Christ's passion and crucifixion. But just as the event was about to begin, the Vatican announced that Francis was following the event from his home at the Vatican. A statement said Francis is conserving his health for a Saturday vigil and Mass on Easter Sunday. The 87-year-old has been battling what he and the Vatican have described as a case of the flu, bronchitis, or a cold all winter long. I'm Norman Hall.
Poland's president has vetoed a law on free access to morning-after pills for ages 15 and over. VOA's Alexis Strop has that story.
The office of Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says he has vetoed a law that would have allowed over-the-counter access to the morning-after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement on Friday said Duda sent the law back to parliament, but was open to debate on free access to the hormonal contraception pill for those aged 18 and above. The veto means that the pill, called Ella-1, remains available only on prescription. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Brazil's Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes has now denied a request by the former President Jair Bolsonaro that his passport be returned to him so that he can travel to Israel. According to a Supreme Court document released Friday and signed by de Moraes, it is absolutely premature to remove the restriction imposed on the investigated person. Bolsonaro's lawyer said that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu invited Bolsonaro to an event in May, prompting them to ask the Supreme Court for restoration of their client's passport. The request did not specify which event Bolsonaro had hoped to attend, but the proposed period coincided with Israel's Independence Day. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors in a continuing reshuffle while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight. Zelensky dismissed the top aide from his post of his first assistant, where he had served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go of three advisors and two presidential representatives overseeing voluntary activities and soldiers' rights. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.